The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Do you ever cross your legs the lady way and then notice that you're doing it? Or is that just me?
Yeah.
Sometimes I cross my legs the lady way and I'm like, oh, my balls kind of hurt, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, they're not that in the way for me.
I have really big balls.
Wow. Is that true?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Wow, things I didn't want to know for 500.
Like, could I?
They're not like big, fatty, big.
Could I get both of them in my mouth at the same time, do you think?
Oh, unlikely.
I don't know.
Unlikely.
I mean, I can fit almost my whole fist in my mouth.
Open your mouth real wide and let's.
No. Oh, God.
Good for you. Oh, okay. Well, now you're just fisting yourself.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, really big balls.
Can I get both of them in my mouth at the same time, do you think?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3067 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 12th of November 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to give you an update of what's been going on in Hatlanta since I arrived. Hello, Moonies. Big Fatty, is that like Miss McGillicuddy or Miss Carmichael's boss? Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are Moonies today because, y'all, it's the full moon. Big Fatty, the crazies are out. It's true. And, y'all, it's not just the full moon today. It is the Beaver moon. Oh, Big Fatty, we love anything Beaver. It's true. And, y'all, I don't know what makes it a Beaver moon. Big Fatty, Kim Beaver is what makes it a Beaver moon. Well, could be. But anyway, y'all, as you go outside and start to sing by the light of the Beaver moon, I want to swoon, Big Fatty. Y'all, think of Miss Beaver. Big Fatty, I think of Miss Beaver often. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Oh, Big Fatty, we have an anniversarium on the Beaver moon.
We do indeed, y'all.
This is the first time we've announced this anniversarium, and y'all, this person can be heard every once in a while over there at the Mr. Tim Kumal little show. Yes, Big Fatty, she's the Ed McMahon of the Tim Kumal show. She is indeed the Ed McMahon of the Tim Kumal show. Y'all, but y'all, it's Francie. It is Francie up there in the Delaware. And y'all, she and her husband, Michael. Big Fatty, I've never heard his name before. Well, I'm not sure I have either. But y'all, Francie told me, she says, Big Fatty, please put my anniversarium with Michael on the mark and calendar. And y'all did. And believe it or not, I remembered to announce it too. Big Fatty, that's we should mark that on the mark and calendar. It's true. So y'all, if you see Francie on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish her and Michael a happy anniversarium. And Big Fatty, I hope they have a lovely big old piece of cake.
Happy, happy, happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, today, the 12th of November, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, you've heard me mention his name many times, a former coal miner and dear, dear friend of our bird party. Y'all out there in the Laguna. In the Laguna Beach. Big Fatty, is it still on fire out there? I don't know. But y'all, it is my friend the Nip. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Nip. It's true. We do love the Nip. And y'all, then, also today, we have the... you hear this person's voice every time we have the Hamming It Up with Big Fatty song. Y'all, he is former host of the Daily Birds. And y'all, it is none other than the J-Muggles, Big Fatty. And y'all, I've met J-Muggles in person during a meet and greet when I was up there in the Chicago's. Did I meet him? Yes, Big Fatty, I think you did. Well, I don't know. No, I don't think I did meet Jamagos. Maybe, I don't know. Dick will be able to tell me, or Miss Lauren. Miss Lauren can tell me. But y'all, just as nice a person as you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, then, the third celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, a long time listener of the Little Show. Yes, Big Fatty, we question his sanity. And y'all, I met him last year and this year in the Nolens at the Pride 48. Y'all, he's the number one fan in the BFO. Y'all, it's Bill in St. Louis. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Bill in St. Louis. We do indeed. And then, y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's the first time I've mentioned this one. Met this person in Nolens back in August. Just quite the interesting man. What little bit we saw of him. He was busy with dealing with German Mexicans. Big Fatty. Y'all, and how appropriate that it's his birthday's on a full moon. Y'all, it's fucking Dan from the Gayish Little Show. We love fucking Dan. So happy birthday to the Nip. John Legolas, Bill in St. Louis, and fucking Dan. Yes, Big Fatty. And also, I hope they get some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. This has to be a quick voice letter, just in theory, because my phone is at 3%. And yes, I'm sitting next to my charger and I'm refusing to plug it in. But I have a couple of quick things. I have a receipt from Giant. It's a grocery store chain, primarily in like the Philadelphia, Jersey, Delaware area. I know Gavin and Jim and Honk Hub would know what I'm talking about. Well, I don't shop at Giant very often. It's a little too bougie sometimes, and just, I don't really buy anything unless it's on a deal. Well, for a grocery store, I don't shop at much. My 2019 card savings is $235.16. So I don't know what the fuck I'm buying there besides lots of Ben & Jerry's, but damn. Okay, my other receipt that I have is from CVS, which I'm annoyed at because I had a 40% off coupon, but I only saved 38%. So they're getting a phone call tomorrow. But what I found interesting, as of Gay Crema, my year-to-date savings were $724.15. What the fuck am I buying at CVS? I need to buy stock in this company. Let's see. I have filled, between Joe, Jordan, and I, 188 prescriptions. 2% of my fall 2019 spending is $57.68. And I have spent $424.89 towards beauty-related products at CVS so far this year. What the hell? All right. Oh, and word to the wise, don't eat pizza the second it comes out of the oven, because I took a bite out of a slice Sunday night, and all the cheese came off the slice I was trying to bite into, and it landed square on my lips. And I have a huge second-degree burn on my lip right now that hurts like fucking hell. So, huzzah. All right. Love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And that's quite the savings you got there. And, you know, for someone to save $200 on Ben and Jerry's ice cream at a place they don't shop at very often, That's a couple of half gallons of Ben and Jerry's. You know, that shit's expensive, y'all. Have you noticed that? The really good stuff is expensive as hell. So, be ready. No wonder the BFO is so cheap. Well, anyway, thank you for calling.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's that PRG calling. I have a Big Fatty question, so play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
The best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only That Peter G, and That Peter G, what you got?
Big Fatty, I'm sure you may have noticed that it's officially No Nut November, so I guess that means we have to avoid almonds, walnuts, cashews, peanuts, hazelnuts, pistachios, pecans, Brazil nuts, pine nuts, macadamia nuts, chestnuts, coconuts, all kinds of different nuts to avoid. I'm not sure why. I mean, I guess this is a little confusing to me as to why we're supposed to avoid nuts, but I guess this is what this means. No cola nuts and soy nuts and coconuts, and I guess that's what that means. So my question to you is, Big Fatty, are you following No Nut November and avoiding the almonds and the walnuts and the cashews and the hazelnuts and the pistachios and pecans and Brazil nuts and macadamia, you know, all the nuts. Because I hope that you are avoiding nutting in your food in November. Yeah. So are you following No Nut November? And I guess I'll just wait until December to have my macadamia nuts. Okay. That must be what that means, right? Thank you, Big Fatty. Bye. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is That Peter G. And That Peter G, thank you so much for calling. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is an excellent question, Big Fatty. But he talked so long, the music's run out. Now we're going to go ahead and answer this, because this is Peter G, I thought you were going a different direction when you started mentioning this, and I first of all was not aware that it was No Nut November, but I can assure you that as of this recording, I have not had a nut in November. Big Fatty, well, I have had some pecans in the nuts and bolts. But I have not had a nut in November, and I can assure you that I am not going to keep my hands off of nuts in November. However, I am not going to go out of my way to consume legumes, I believe they are called, or tree nuts during November. But no, I cannot promise you that there will not be any nutting in November. Big Fatty, you have made it vulgar, and he set you up just perfect.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. It is nipple glass cutting weather temperatures in solely in my bedroom right now. It's about 30 degrees outside. My window is open. My dual window fan is on and in the window and on. My oscillating fan is on. And I just wear a Nikon to bed. I don't wear pants or socks. And it's just about the right temperature in my room. but I was having fun. I kept burping and couldn't figure out why I kept tasting like pizza until I remembered I had Papa John's cheesy bread for lunch today, and then I had pizza for dinner. And I also just yesterday, the 7th, got around to changing my marking calendar to November from October. Because, you know, I'm quick with this shit. And hydrogen, help me, please. These migraines I've been having for the past month are so debilitating. I can't do anything. It's killing me and driving me nuts. But here's to hoping something works. Alright, glad you guys enjoyed the kitty glitter gay crema card. I think you'll find your turkey day card even funnier. I also, while walking out of the Hallmark store that I hate today, which is two doors down from the post office, I found a strip of Christmas stamps laying on the ground. Fortunately, I had the boy genius with me, so I kind of freaked at him and told him to pick them up. So now I have like half the stamps I'll need for crema. And I was going somewhere with this, but I don't know. All right. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all got, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all, of course, that is Princess Hana. And Princess Hana, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Now, y'all, I know you're going, Big Fatty, what happened to the sound? Well, y'all, here's the thing. I am on my MacBook Aya, and I'm over in Hatlanta. And, y'all, I was going to use my new EarPods Pro and pair them up with the MacBook Aya and use the new microhoist on those to recode. And y'all, I couldn't get it to work. I tried. I was able to do it on the iMacs at home, but I couldn't. I couldn't get it to work here at the in Hatlanta. So y'all, I brought my earplugs from that I got with my new cellular telephonic device. Of course, that is a different. It's a different. It's the Lightning thing. So I couldn't plug those in either. And so y'all, I'm having to use the internal microhoist to recode this last little bit of the little show. Now y'all, I am heading back to Hatlanta today, too, I say Tuesday, so I'll tell you all about the trip over and everything like that. I will say it's been a very successful trip. We've gotten a lot done, so that's just the way the mop flops, I guess. And anyway, and I apologize for this, y'all. I did go to the Apple snack store over here in Hatlanta, and they did tell me that I have to be on system 10.15, and the MacBook Aya is 10.11. So I know what I've got to do. I've just got to do it. Big Fatty, you better call Vader to help you so you don't fuck it up. Well, I probably should. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish, and y'all, evidently, Big Fatty and Mike have something in common, and Dan, just out of curiosity, what would you like to do with our thing in
big
common?
Big Fatty really big balls.
Can I get both of them in my mouth at the same time, do you think?
Oh, you can stuff them in there just like it was a, well, like
you can leave a comment
balls
on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.